Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. Two arrests in the investigation of contaminated eggs. Two company directors in the Netherlands have been arrested. The two companies are the poultry cleaning services suspected of having applied the product. In Belgium, 11 searches were carried out throughout the country in the framework of an investigation which is now extended to 26 suspects and companies. In France, we know that 13 infected lots from the Netherlands were delivered to two establishments manufacturing egg products in the Vienne and the Maine-et-Loire. Further checks are in progress. A film in which we see prisoners dancing, singing, eating, and even smoking in the prison of Eton in the Savoie. The video is currently circulating on social networks and was put online on YouTube by the rapper Grenoblois Bibi Craveur, who was also detained at this prison. All the scenes were filmed with a cell phone. The prosecutor of Albertville has requested an investigation. Another provocative image of two worlds colliding as a boat of migrants lands in Spain on a beach full of tourists. The video was posted on Twitter by a witness to the scene in which we see the passengers of a large inflatable boat get out of the water at full speed and run between umbrellas and sunbathers in order to flee the beach. The beach is coincidentally called the Beach of the Germans in Cadiz. A fire in the Hérault. The fire is about to be extinguished as firefighters stand against the flames since yesterday afternoon in the area of Saint-Pont-de-Mouchion. Despite the winds, authorities are optimistic, but residents and holidaymakers have been called to be cautious. Transfers in football news. The young Jordan Amavi will join the OM, leaving Aston Villa in England. The player was noticed at the OGC Nice between 2013 and 2015 and could shake an aging Patrice Evra. And at the World Athletics in London, look out for Jean-Marc Ponvian in the final of the triple jump this evening, as well as the semi-final of the women's 200 meters with Estelle Raffay and then Mahedine Mekissi in the 1500 meters. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.